No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 25th day of August. How are you doing out there? How is everyone? Can you believe we are almost through another month in this year? We are that much closer to getting to the New Testament. We are that much closer to this man named Jesus. I cannot wait to get to the Gospels. And we're getting close. I'll just say that. I don't want to give spoilers away. We're getting close. And I am thrilled and honored and humbled to be on this journey with each and every one of you, to be in the Word of God every day, feeding our spiritual souls, feeding our beings with the nourishment, with life, and with some weed killer, some completely safe for the environment, but it's going to do some damage to those weeds in our soul. And boy, I can't wait to even talk about the parable of Jesus that Jesus talks about that reminds me of the weed and the wheat growing side by side, and that he ultimately is the one that will take care of the weeds. And so as we spray the nourishment onto our soul, we gotta take care of those weeds at the same time. Let's do that together as we dive in. Today we're beginning a brand new book of the Bible. We're reading Lamentations, and we're beginning with the first chapter, the first verse, and we will read through chapter 3 and end at verse 36 today. This week we're reading the Evangelical Heritage Version, Lamentations chapter 1. How lonely this city sits, which once was full of people. She, who was great among the nations, is now a widow. She, who was a princess among the provinces, now works as a slave. At night she weeps bitterly, and her tears linger on her cheek. Not one of her lovers is there to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They are now her enemies. Judah has gone into exile. She endures affliction and harsh labor. She lives among the nations. She finds no rest. All her pursuers caught up with her when she was in great distress. The roads to Zion are mourning because there are no travelers going to the appointed assemblies. All her gates are deserted. Her priests groan, her virgins grieve, her grief is bitter. Her foes have arisen to the top, her enemies prosper. Because of her many acts of rebellion, the Lord has brought grief to her. Her children have gone into captivity in the presence of the foe. The daughter of Zion has lost all her splendor. Her officials have become like deer that find no pasture. Powerless, they fled before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers the days of her affliction and her homeless wandering. She remembers all her precious things, which were hers from long ago. When her people fell under the hand of the foe, there was no one to help her. Foes saw her and laughed at the end she has come to. Jerusalem has sinned terribly, so she is unclean. All who once honored her now despise her because they have seen her nakedness. She can only sigh and turn away. Her flow of blood stains her skirt. She did not consider the outcome of her sin. Her collapse was astonishing. There was no one to comfort her. Lord, Lord, at my affliction, for the enemy has done awful things. The foe has laid hands on all her precious things. She has even seen nations enter her sanctuary, nations about whom you commanded, they shall not enter your assembly. All her people are sighing as they search for bread. They traded their precious things for food in order to stay alive. Look, Lord, and see that I have become despised. But nothing like this is happening to you, all you who pass me by. Look, and see if there is any pain like my pain which has dealt out to me, which the Lord caused me to suffer on the day of his burning anger. From on high, he sent fire into my bones and overpowered me. He spread a net for my feet. He turned me back. He made me desolate. I was sick all day long. The yoke of my sinful rebellion is fastened to my neck. My sins are bound together by his hand. They have risen up as high as my neck. He has weakened my strength. The Lord has given me into the hands of people I cannot resist. The Lord has tossed aside all the strong men in my midst. He called an assembly against me to break my best young men. The Lord has trampled the virgin daughter of Judah in a winepress. Because of these things I am weeping. My eye flows with water, because the Comforter, the one who restores my soul, is far away from me. My children have become desolate because the enemy has prevailed. Zion spreads out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has commanded those who surround Jacob to be his foes. Among them, Jerusalem has become an unclean thing. The Lord is righteous. I am the one who rebelled against the word from his mouth. Please listen, all you peoples, and see my pain. My virgins and my best young men have gone into captivity. I called to my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and my elders perished in the city as they sought food for themselves to restore their lives. See, Lord, I am in distress. My emotions are in turmoil. My heart turns over inside me because I have been very rebellious. Outside, the sword takes away my children. Inside, there is death. People have heard that I am groaning. There is no one who comforts me. All my enemies have heard about my misery. And they rejoiced that you did this. Bring on the day that you have announced, so that they may become like me. May all their wickedness come before you. Deal harshly with them, just as you dealt harshly with me because of all my rebellion. Yes, my groans are many, and my heart is sick. How the Lord in his anger has covered the daughter of Zion with a dark cloud. He threw down the beauty of Israel from heaven to earth. He did not remember his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord swallowed up and did not spare the pastures of Jacob. In his fury, he tore down the fortifications of the daughter of Judah. He brought them down to the ground. He brought dishonor to the kingdom and its officials. He completely chopped off the horn of Israel in burning anger. He withdrew his right hand in the presence of the enemy. He burned in Jacob like a flaming fire which consumed all around. He bent his bow like an enemy. His right hand was ready like a foe, and he killed everyone who was precious in his eyes. On the tent of the daughter of Zion, he poured out his wrath like fire. The Lord was like an enemy. He swallowed up Israel. He swallowed up all her citadels. He left her fortresses in ruins. He increased mourning and lamenting for the daughter of Judah. He dealt violently with his shelter like a shed in a garden. He ruined his meeting place. The Lord has caused the appointed assembly and the Sabbath to be forgotten in Zion. In his indignation and anger, he showed contempt for king and priest. The Lord rejected his altar. He abandoned his holy place. He delivered her walls and palaces into the hand of the enemy. They gave a shout in the house of the Lord, like that on the day of an appointed assembly. The Lord had in mind to ruin the wall of the daughter of Zion. He stretched out a measuring line. He did not restrain his hand from swallowing her up. He made its rampart and wall mourn. Together they became weak. Her gates have sunk down to the ground. He destroyed and shattered her bars. Her king and her officials are exiled among the nations. There is no law. Even her prophets have not received a vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground and are silent. They throw dust on their heads and put on sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem bow their heads to the ground. My eyes are worn out with tears. I am troubled in my heart. I am emotionally drained over the breaking of the daughter of my people. While children and infants grow weak in the public squares of the city, they ask their mothers, "Where are the grain and wine?" While they faint in the public squares of the city like someone wounded, while they take their last breath in their mother's laps. What testimony can I give on your behalf? What can I compare to you, daughter of Jerusalem? What can I place next to you so that I may comfort you, virgin daughter of Zion? Your wound is as wide as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets saw visions for you, but they were empty and worthless. They did not reveal your guilt in order to turn away your captivity. They saw oracles for you that were empty and misleading. All who passed by clapped their hands over you. They hissed and shook their head over the daughter of Jerusalem. Is this the city that was said to be the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? All your enemies opened their mouth against you. They hissed and gnashed their teeth. They said, "We swallowed her up." Yes, this is the day we were waiting for. We found it. We saw it. The Lord has done what he planned. He carried out his word, which he commanded long ago. He tore down and did not spare. He let the enemy rejoice over you. He raised up the horn of your foes. Their heart cried out to the Lord. O wall of the daughter of Zion, let your tears flow like a torrent day and night. Do not let yourself become numb. Do not let your eyes stop crying. Get up. Shout out during the night as the night watches begin. Pour out your heart like water before the Lord's face. Lift up your hands to him to pray for the life of your children, who are faint with hunger at every street corner. Look, Lord, and see, with whom have you dealt so harshly? Should women eat the children they produced, the children they played with on their knee? Should priest and prophet be killed in the Lord's holy place? In the streets, young and old lie dead on the ground. My virgins and my best young men have fallen by the sword. You killed them on the day of your anger. You slaughtered and did not spare. As you do on a day of assembly, you summoned from every side the things I dread. On the day of the Lord's anger, there was no one who escaped or survived. The enemy destroyed the children I played with on my knee and raised. I am the man who has experienced affliction under the rod of his fury. He drove me off and brought me into darkness instead of light. See how he turns against me. He turns his hand against me all day long. He wore out my flesh and my skin. He shattered my bones. He built siege works against me. He surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. He made me dwell in dark places like people who died long ago. He walled me in so I cannot leave. He made my chains heavy. Even when I call and cry out, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my way with a stone wall. He has made my paths crooked. He is about to ambush me like a bear, like a lion lying in wait. He diverted me off my path and tore me to pieces. He made me desolate. He bent his bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He shot the arrows from his quiver into my heart. I was a laughingstock to all my people, the target of their song all day long. He has made me eat bitter food and drink my fill of wormwood. He broke my teeth with gravel. He pushed me down into the ashes. You deprived my soul of peace. I have forgotten what well-being is. I said, my endurance has vanished along with my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my homeless wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. My soul always remembers that it has sunk within me. Nevertheless, I keep this in my heart. This is the reason I have hope. By the mercies of the Lord, we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. My soul says, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good to hope quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bears a yoke early in his life. Let him sit alone and be silent, because the Lord has laid this upon him. Let him stick his face in the dust. Perhaps there still is hope. Let him turn his cheek toward the one who strikes him. Let him be filled with disgrace. For the Lord will not push us away forever. Even though he brings grief, he will show compassion on the basis of his great mercy. Certainly, it is not what his heart desires when he causes affliction, when he brings grief to the children of men, to crush all the land's prisoners under his feet, to deny a man's right before the face of the Most High, to undermine a man in his legal dispute. The Lord does not look with favor on these things. Okay, we begin the book of Lamentations today, and let's just break Lamentations down just a little bit. Lamentations is a 5-chapter book of lament, grief, pain, maybe from the perspective of one who is looking back and surveying what the totality of all that is lost due to the choices of a people that promised something and went back on their promise. These chapters are poems. The author is unknown, said to be Jeremiah, but that is not for certain. So we pause here today and we will pick up and finish the chapter of Lamentations and break it down a little bit more in depth tomorrow. So Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together in your word. It might be safe to say, God, that none of us really like to take a look at the totality of loss that has come at our own hands. It's so much easier to blame you or someone else than to look at the destruction that our own choices have made. But we must, in order for us to feel the weight of our choices, the weight of loss, sorrow, remorse, regret, the shame of our choices and the effects that they have brought, and not toxic shame, not the kind of shame that some of us grew up with that makes us feel worse, is made to make us feel worse than we already do, but the shame that leads us to repentance. And I pray that we would repent, turn from our ways, and come back to you. you, the lifter of our head. Thank you for who you are. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. Check out the website at dailyaudiobible.com, and that's a free app if you are unaware of it. Download it, have it for free. Send it to a friend. Go through the Bible with someone you love. Go through the Bible with someone you don't love. See if it doesn't change you both from the inside out. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. And we're really grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174, or utilizing that app, hit the Give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the Give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or once again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button. It's up at the top mid-ish section. When you are finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel over to chronological and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow, continuing the Book of Lamentations together. I love you all. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow, love one another.
This is John in Baltimore. I tell you, brothers and sisters of DAB City, thank you for your prayers. The latest report from my dear wife, Rosa, is that she does not have stage 2 cancer, but it's stage 1, which is marvelous. Direct move in the right direction. We praise God for that. We continue to pray for healing, and I thank you so much for your prayers and your love and your support in this time. I'm just overwhelmed with joy and grateful to y'all for your prayers. Thank you so much, and God bless all of you. Love you much.
Hello, DAB Chronological. This is God's hand is on me, and I really need you guys to pray for me. Recently, I found out that my husband has been having an affair with a coworker, and we haven't been married that long, almost 4 years, and he's expressed that he no longer wants the marriage. He's also filing for divorce, and I'm having a hard time accepting that he doesn't want me. He's even expressed that I'm a good wife, I'm a good woman, but I'm not what he wants. And the rejection from this is really real. It's hitting me hard like a ton of bricks. Ultimately, I know that God has a greater plan, but I'm just having a hard time seeing that right now. I haven't been able to really eat or sleep, and just thinking of all the things that I have to do to navigate this process. I need healing. I don't want to become bitter. I expressed a lot of emotions within this last couple of weeks of going through this painful process. Please hold me up in prayer. I love you, DABC. Thank you.
Larry out here on the prairie in Iowa. I'd like to pray for my best friend out in North Carolina. Last October, he hit a deer on his motorcycle, and he's still having some ill effects mentally from the trauma. I just ask that you return him to his old self. It's mainly mental. And get him back to being the old buddy that he always used to be. They've got him on drugs that aren't working. Lord, just, his name's Tracy, just be with him. Heal him. And you know he loves you. And he's totally confused.
Hi, DABC family. This is daughter of Honor Star Kindler in Bangalore, and I'm just calling with quick update and some more requests for prayer. My health seems to be doing better from whatever had me in the hospital for 4 days a couple weeks ago, so I'm thankful for that. But my husband lost his job today. So please pray for wisdom and that I can be a better support to him than I was earlier today. And yeah, just pray for us. Pray for next steps. Thanks.